A lot of talk about how do we train for the next generation of jobs. Good question, right? Well, there are groups out there that are doing that and leading. Reach Higher Montana is one of them. We've had them on the air before. We got them on the air here today. What is going on? Well, they're going to be hosting 30 schools in Wheatland County here next week for the third annual Career Quest and Construction Day. Got a couple of Andys in studio. Andy Beggar with Reach Higher Montana. Andy Schwab from the Northern Ag Network. They've been working together on this along with others. So a lot of education we talk about here because it really is important as we are ready here in studio. And again, if you got a question or a comment, it's 866.
I don't think this one's working.
It's working. Yeah, we hear you, Andy. So that's Andy Schwab, by the way. Good morning, Andy Schwab.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing really good.
Appreciate you having Andy and Andy in the studio today.
A little nervous about it, but...
Don't worry.
I know, right? You guys have been here before.
So, I was thinking when he said he didn't know if it was working, I was thinking, I wonder if he's working.
That is always the question.
Well, no, that's why I'm in radio, so I don't have to work for a living. Don't worry, we got the dump button handy here, so we're gonna be ready to go. So Andy Schwab, we know, is a good friend of ours and mine personally, but with the Northern Ag Network broadcaster, and you've been working on this project. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But Andy Beggar from Reach Higher Montana, this has been your baby. This has been Reach Higher's baby for quite some time here, this career day. Third annual. Let's keep going. What's going on?
Yeah, we started this 3 years ago. I was at the Montana ACTE conference, and Barry Hauser from the Montana Contractors Association asked me, do we want to put a dig day on in central Montana? And I says, if we can get the equipment and the contractors, we'll sure get the kids from all the schools, as Reach Higher Montana covers all the schools in Montana. And so we tried to get a bunch of kids. We have about 40 schools coming to the one in Harlotin this next month or Tuesday. And so
that makes me nervous, by the way. You know, that's a lot of schools. That
it
really
makes me nervous too, because we're shooting for 400 and we're pushing 500 students. And when we shoot for 400, we're hoping for 3 realistically, but we're getting close to 500 students.
That's super cool. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah. Andy Schwab, but there is like an ag component to this career day as well. Of course, a lot of agriculture experience. You're an ag broadcaster, one of the best in the state here, and we're lucky to have you here at the Northern Ag Network. What was your connection here? What are you building as part of what?
Yeah, so this started last year for me with my ACE leadership class with Montana Farm Bureau Federation, when I was part of Class 8 with that ACE leadership, Advocate, Communicate, and Educate. And a part of that, with your graduation, you have to come up with a plan to help agriculture in some way or fashion. And I took it the step further and reached out to Reach Higher Montana and asked if we can add agriculture to this, because as you may know, the average age of a farmer is nearly 6 years old right now. And so there's a lot of folks ready to, you know, get looking to retirement, looking to what's their next step going to be. But the bigger question there is, who's going to fill those shoes? Who's going to take part and make sure that agriculture, Montana's number one industry, continues forward? And so that's when I reached out to Reach Higher and said, have you guys had agriculture? And they had some portions of it. And so I wanted to just kind of add that third leg, that fourth leg in there, and help agriculture, help the youth realize that agriculture careers are not just farmers and ranchers. There's so many different levels to agriculture that they need to, you know, understand that there's career paths out there that you don't have to be in the field planting and sowing the wheat and you know, doing everything that you see the farmers doing.
You got to know how to drive a bobcat if you're going to be in agriculture nowadays. And that's not the only thing that Reach Higher Montana does, Andy. And I know you guys do scholarships, and I very much appreciate the program. And we can talk more about it, but let's talk about adding the agriculture, doubling down on that. I mean, what did you guys do? There was a lot of construction, there was plumbing, there was engineering, and then in the agriculture. Not like you didn't have it before, but there's more of a focus on it with this one.
Correct. That's one of our four pathways. We have four pathways. One is going to be construction, one agriculture, one industry, and one human services. The agriculture is really cool because Harlotin, the Harlotin area, and all of central Montana revolves around agriculture. Everything does. And I'm also on the state FFA board. And so it's kind of nice to work with all our FFA teachers. And I think that's one of the reasons why we got so many kids there, is because I had to twist some ears and say, hey, bring your kids up here. You got to see this. And we even bragged about Andy a little bit. Beggar. No, we bragged about Andy Schwab.
He brings the immature ones in, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yep. And so I think it's going to be a really good day. And it's amazing. Last year we had our Crazy Mountain vet, Katie Luce, was there. And she has a mannequin cow that she has calving problems. And the kids pulled his calves. And so when they're working at it, and it was kind of funny because my boss presents nationally a lot. And so when they seen pictures of the things that we did last year, they're like, we're coming. So we have the national PIA group, which is Partnership for American Youth Apprenticeships, are going to be there from Washington, D.C. They're going to come watch this too. So it's kind of fun to show them a little bit of what Central Montana is like in agriculture.
Yeah. Andy, what do you think the kids are going to respond to, when you design this? Because we did a live broadcast at one of these a couple of years ago, and it's very much hands-on. There are stations set up for different industries, and the kids will go to different stations, and then they'll either get to, hop in the cab, or they'll operate machinery, ask a lot of questions. They get to fly a drone. What's the hands-on experience for agriculture that you think that the kids are going to respond to?
Yeah, I think that part was a very important part, because I remember when I went to career fairs in high school, it was go to booth the booth, and here's our flyer, here's what we do. Oh, that's kind of cool, that's interesting. But when you see it firsthand, when you get your hands on, when you get to run that equipment, when you get to see how quick it is, the skills are to build, it just gets them that much more interested and just makes them want to be involved that much more. The agriculture portion of it, like Andy Beggar was saying, you can pull a calf out of a mannequin cow and get that feeling. And there's some kids here that are going to be coming that have never had that opportunity. And that's something that is so critical to Montana's ag industry day in and day out during this calving season. MSU is bringing their ag trailer, which is a very great learning education resource for those kids. We even have Montana Farmers Union going to be there talking about their skills and their advocacy, how they work with those guys. Torgerson's bringing equipment to show the kids, here's what you do when you this joystick does that or whatever it may be. But it's just that hands-on experience is going to be just that much more tangible for these kids.
Andy Schwab, Northern Ag Network, involved in this through a leadership program. And Andy Beggar is with us here in studio. Involved in this, it's his day job as the Central Montana Advisor for Reach Higher Montana. Let's play off of that a little bit, Andy. Getting the equipment there, getting that kind of cooperation from the industries. What do you try to show the kids, or what do they come away with that you think sticks with them and you go, hey, job accomplished today?
It's a pretty cool experience, because we have young kids that are getting into these equipment, and they get to operate them, and they get to say, hey, I can actually do this. I never thought in a million years I'd be able to run a track hoe, or I'd be able to dig in the dirt a little bit, or fly a drone. We have the loggers there that they're actually running chainsaws, and they're going to be cutting slices. And I kind of worry about that. I'm like, chainsaws? Kids with chainsaws? But I'm faster than they are. So anyway.
think. In theory, maybe.
That's right. Yeah. But it's so amazing. We're going to start out on Monday at 2 o'clock. We're going to have RDO. John Hurd from RDO is going to bring a track-o up to the Hillcrest Elementary School, and at 2 o'clock the K-3 kids are going to get actually run it on the playgrounds, so they get some interest and come to the parent night that night. Last year we started with a parent night, and it was amazing how those little kids were saying, geez, I can do this, and I'm better at it than you. And it's kind of funny how the confidence grew as their friends started doing it, and they were a little bit nervous, and then they got on it, and it was really a good experience for those kids. So
what's it like working with kids nowadays?
Well, we want our kids to be productive in society. And so all our kids are just like they were 30 years ago. We just got to channel them. We're preparing kids for jobs that don't even exist right now. And that's what's scary about it. But once they start figuring out is, hey, I can do this. I have an interest in that. And I want to stay in Central Montana. I want to live in Central Montana. And so we have to find jobs that make them productive citizens of society, that they can live in the area that they have, that are good paying jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we couldn't do it without the support as well from the sponsors, too, is that they've put forward a lot of money here to make sure that these kids are fed during the daytime.
That's good. That's going to keep the huge.
Montana Chamber stepped up. Montana Farm Bureau Federation stepped up. The Kiwanis Club's going to be serving the kids. We actually even have a couple of scholarships as well. Montana Farmers Union gave out a $500, or is going to be given out a $500 scholarship. Retire Montana also put forward a $500 scholarship. So, you know, this day is focused towards those kids that may not necessarily be going to college, but if they are going to college, there's also these career paths that are available for these kids. And so we're trying to cover all aspects. And it's not just maybe sanctioned schools that you would think about. We're inviting homeschool kids too. It is open to all these youth that want to learn about career paths that are available.
And Andy Schwab again, and Andy Beggar here in studio. So what does it look like? I mean, I've been there. I know what it looks like, but paint the picture with 475 kids and mentors and equipment. I mean, you've got the whole town of Harlotin, I suppose, spoken for something like
well,
that.
Well, I do have a lot of volunteers in Harlotin. But I do want to shout out to the Kiwanis Club for feeding or preparing everything for us, because that's a big stress off our shoulders. We will have about half of them come in the morning and half of them in the afternoon.
Oh, I see.
We will divide those groups into four. They signed up before, so I have 79 kids in the human service pathway in the morning and 71 in the agriculture in the morning. We divide them up into small groups. And then from when we divide them into those four groups, then we go into eight different groups and they travel and they go around every 20 minutes. They switch and they rotate. So they get to do every one of the career jobs in each pathway. So
is it still open?
It is still open. We're gonna let people sign up until Monday.
Yeah.
It's such a good opportunity. I mean, we have so many people spending a lot of time and energy donating their time to do this, and we want as many kids to have the opportunity.
With Andy Beggar in studio from Reach Higher Montana and Andy Schwab from the Northern Ag Network, an ag broadcaster who's been a part of this Career Quest in Construction Day. As I mentioned, it's Tuesday, April 21st. Some 40 or 30 schools, but some 400 plus, I think it's going on 500 kids are going to be there throughout the day. There's a family night on Monday night that starts at 4 o'clock. So we get into that here too. But the interesting thing is there is room right now. I mean, they will make room, I should say. I mean, it's going to be pretty crowded, but this is the third annual event at Harlotin, Montana. And so it's been growing, Andy Beggar, for crying out loud. Good work.
It has. Jody Hurt from Retire Montana has done a good job recruiting kids as well. I would say our first year we started with about 150 kids, then it jumped up to 250, and then the third year we're pushing 500. We're pushing 500 kids. I think we'll be a little over that when it's done.
How do people get a hold of you? I mean, I know I've got the website here, but how do they get a hold of you if they still want to make it at this time? What do they need to do?
So they can email me at abeggar@reachhighermontana.org or just call me 220-4487.
It's Beggar. So give that again.
Abeggar@reachhighermontana.org.
And it is reachhighermontana.org for more information as well. So very good. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but if people are interested, that's where you go right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So family day, family night.
Family night. We're going to start. We started this last year where we got the younger kids involved. We're going to start at Hillcrest School at 2 o'clock and just show some interest. We've had some bikes sitting in a couple of schools this year. Northwestern Energy donated two bicycles. And then Harlotin Kiwanis donated a couple of bicycles as well. And we will draw for them for those kids
super
at night. If they show up, they'll feed them hot dogs. Montana Contractors Association bought a hot dog meal for the kids. And so them and their parents, if they show up, they'll get a hot dog meal. And they get to try the equipment and try some of the interesting things we have there for them. So it'll be a really good afternoon.
Andy Schwab once again. You know, bringing in, and not like I say they didn't have egg earlier, because it's still Montana's largest industry, right? You talked about the average age of those in the industry now, 60 years old. That's probably been coming down a little bit, because I think we're seeing, and maybe not, I mean, it's kind of hard demographically, but I think we're seeing a real focus on this transition to the trades, especially in ag, for the young people. I mean, Reach Higher is on that. When we talk about the number of jobs out there, that's probably going to be available and more available with AI going on here. You know, talk about that. Talk about that process of making agriculture accessible for young people nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you look at any of these ag organizations across Montana, they have really, like you said, put a focus on making sure that this next generation has those transitional steps available to them to step into this role that is so critical for Montana's industry. With that, I mean, you just look around at any of these association trade shows, conventions that they have, and it just fills your heart with warmth, because you see the youth coming in. You know, people that are younger than me, believe it or not, that are coming in and showing their interest, stepping up, being on boards, just making sure that the voice of the younger generation is being heard, because there are a lot of challenges for folks of the youth trying to get into into agriculture, into any industry, if you will, because the prices are so high of everything. To get into, it's not easy just to be able to just be anybody and step right into it, because the prices are, they have climbed quite a bit as of lately. So the youth is certainly stepping up, and it's good to see.
And we'll talk more about that. I'm working with people from Win It Aces about their Grass Bank program as well, and that's a program designed to help younger producers kind of get a leg up in that regard. Reach Higher Montana is a little bit different. There's a little bit this is more of a introductory program and a training program, but also a scholarship program. Skilled trade jobs, $45,000 to $70,000 annually, and they don't require necessarily a degree. They might require a certification, but apprenticeships, that's where that comes in, Andy Becker.
It's a big thing. I'm talking to our construction people. They all want diesel mechanics. They do have to go to school, but they can do a pre-apprentice when they're in high school. They can go through their apprenticeship program where they can do on-the-job training, but then they also have to go to school and do a few things there where these companies help pay for their school if they sign on with them and work with them and work through them. So we have some apprenticeships that way. So another really cool thing is, we haven't talked much about the human services, but the medical, Wheatland Memorial, they just signed a young lady for a CNA, and she's doing her apprenticeship there. Montana Tech, or Highlands College out of Montana Tech, has 16 free credits to become a CNA. And so these kids that are going into the medical field, all of our rural medical people are looking for CNAs. They're looking for people. They can't find people. And we have all of these kids that are wanting to do that. And we have colleges here helping those kids achieve their dreams, yeah. I guess.
Do they share with you the challenges? I mean, we're stuck. We grew up in a certain age with certain cultural aspects around us. I am not growing up in this age. I don't know that I understand the challenges, but I think there are many that would make a young Tom Schultz, fall off the face of the earth. Are they sharing those things with you?
Yeah, we do. It's funny. We have the apprentices in the CNA, and we have the Build Montana for the construction. And so, and it's kind of funny, these young kids, they all want to work and they're all excited about it. But sometimes I have to work today. I mean, today's Easter Monday. We have to work today. And it's kind of funny, because we sit there and say, yes, of course you have to. This is part of your responsibility. And if you have sports or you have something, you have to call in. You have to call in and let them know what your schedule is. And so communication is a big thing. And you know, when we were young, we didn't have the text. And kids think, oh, I sent a text or I sent an email, that's communicating. And we have to teach them that, no, we have to have the social skills too. So they have to be responsible for their schedule and make sure that they check in personally. That's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. And those are things that, kids, they learn, right? Along the way, so to speak. And that's and I like Montana kids too. I mean, I think we've got the kind of culture around here that allows them to explore, but also expects. I mean, there's some responsibilities that are associated with that. Andy, talk about your leadership program that brought you and Andy Begger together for this. We do have a couple minutes.
Yeah, that was, as mentioned earlier, with Montana Farm Bureau Federation, the ACE leadership class, which I believe they're in their class 9 now. And it just is focused towards advocating, communicating, and educating, solely focused on agriculture, but trying to get leaders in these rural communities, because a lot of these rural communities, you know, they're struggling. They don't get the attention that is needed. And a lot of these youth might realize, like, okay, I've graduated high school, now I'm going to move away. And so these communities are shrinking. And so there's folks that have to step up, and ACE does a great job with, you know, teaching these kids how to be leaders in their communities, and just, you know, make, and not necessarily kids too. ACE leadership ranges from all ages. There was kids in there that were 20 years old, and there was folks in there that were, I think, 70 years. Well, yeah, my age. Yeah. And so anyways, but ACE did a great job of just showing how to lead in these rural communities.
That's really cool. And, you know, and Andy, that's kind of like the behind Reach Montana, Reach Higher Montana as well. The whole thought about getting organized and advocating. And there's been, you guys have found success in that.
We have. And we walk into these classrooms, and it doesn't matter if it's Lockwood schools, Hardin schools, or if it's small schools like Geyser, Montana. We walk into these classrooms and we say, find something you want to do. And so we had, even this year, we asked kids, what do you want to do? And some of them says, I want to be an outfitter. And so we have Jason Butcher coming from American Bar Adventures. He's going to be teaching kids how to fly fish. We have the game warden coming. yeah, he's coming to talk to kids about, because there's other interests other than just construction. And right. And then we also have the Wheatland County Sheriff's Office. And he's going to do, they're going to be doing a little drive the golf cart while you're texting and driving, and showing them, you know, yeah, time and see the dangers of some of those things. And not everybody even wants to do that. We even have people that want to cut hair and do fingernails and stuff. And so we have the salons there, and there's so many jobs out there that kids can do. All they have to do is show an interest.
And yeah. I'm really thankful for this program. It's something that the state has sponsored for how long? How long has this program been around?
Well, so Reach Higher's been around probably for 20 years or so. I've retired from public ed for 5 years, so I've been there for the last 5.5 years.
Yeah. It's, for me, it's relatively new, Reach Higher Montana, as far as a government program. But you guys are doing really good things. So, again, it's reachhighermontana.org for more information. There's still time. This is the Career Quest and Construction Day. And as you heard from Andy and Annie, there's so much there. Tuesday, April 21st, a family night on Monday. Again, reach out for that. You guys, good job. Thank you for doing that.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.